Roger Waldron is president of the Coalition for Government Procurement, writing about uncertainty in the federal IT marketplace. Roger, thanks for joining me as always. What's driving the uncertainty that you're seeing in the federal IT marketplace right now?
Well, you know, one of the things that we're hearing a lot about across the market is the acquisition strategy around NS 2020 and the enterprise infrastructure solutions procurement. And the, you know, the sort of the question or the issue, I guess, that people are have questions about is the new, this is the follow-on to the networks telecommunications contracts. Networks is GSA's telecom contract vehicle, government-wide contract vehicle, which is, you know, which was made mandatory by OMB back in 2008 by memo from the then administrator for eGov and information technology, and networks before networks was FTS 2000 and FTS 2001. So it's this long history of GSA doing the telecom contracts, and they used to be mandatory by statute back in the 90s. With the Clinger-Cohn Act and the repeal of the Brooks Act, they weren't necessarily mandatory, but GSA continued to have the authority to do these telecom contracts. So that's a little background. And so what the issue is there's telecommunication services, I guess, and then there's IT services, for lack of better, clearer terms. And the new enterprise infrastructure solutions telecom contract, the scope of it is very, very broad in terms of optional services that can be provided. You're talking about cloud services, software as a services, data center services, other equipment services that are included as optional services that can be provided by the companies. And the and you combine that with the fact that it also has mandatory telecommunications services that have to be provided. And by mandatory, if you don't offer those or be able to provide those, you're not eligible to be on the contract. So you have this very, very broad scope of contract and a very narrow entry point where you have to be able to meet the mandatory telecommunications requirements. And there's a number of companies and just the industry out there in the cloud sphere especially, but also data center services, is like, what does this mean for me in terms of my access to the federal marketplace, my participation? Because you're going to have this contract vehicle where you can bundle the telecom with the cloud services, with the data center services all into one solution, which may or may not make sense for a particular customer agency. But what does that do to the rest of the marketplace is part of the concern.
So my number one concern as GSA or as a potential customer from an agency may or may not be, probably isn't, whether any number of various companies have a broad entry point. My concern is, am I going to be able to get the services that I want quickly and easily? Why does the broad scope of the contract but a narrow entry point preclude that potential beneficial outcome for either GSA or the agency customer, Roger?
From a very fundamental sort of philosophical approach, it restricts the marketplace. There's only a limited number of companies who are able to provide the mandatory telecom services. When the scope of companies and IT companies that can provide the data center services, the cloud services, out there is very broad, and those contractors compete every day on NIH's new CIO-CS contract. They provide cloud services on GSA's Alliant contract. They also, you know, provide service. I think NASA SOUP now has that. GSA Schedule 70 has cloud, has data center. So there's all these channels for competition where the competition is very broad. But you have this one contract vehicle where the competition is much narrow in focus, and it's essentially going to be limited by the very nature of the telecommunication requirement to a small set of companies. So that's a policy, it's a management issue. That's something that I think the government needs to look at to see what makes sense. You know, in some cases it may be appropriate to bundle those requirements, and others it may make much more sense to compete across the vast IT marketplace. And the issue there is that that kind of requirements decision is made at the task order level. So you could theoretically open an enterprise infrastructure solutions procurement up to any company and not make these things mandatory. Or if the flip side is, you could allow telecommunications on Alliant or on a NIH's contract or on Schedule 70, so that, you know, companies could team together more effectively. That it would give agencies additional competitive choices. And there's an underlying sort of fundamental issue too that's interesting, is that, you know, GSA under the Clinger-Cohen Act was granted the authority to continue to do the FTS 2000 contract and its follow-on. And at that time, that's, you know, telecommunications. Now the latest follow-on to FTS 2000 includes services well beyond telecommunications. So the question, you know, so there's questions out there that I've gotten is, should GSA be seeking, you know, a designation as an IT GWAC for that portion of the services that are cloud or data center, much like Alliant has a executive agent designation from OMB or NIH does for their contracts, or the flip side of that, should OMB provide or let those agencies and those contract vehicles include telecommunications as well to sort of broaden the offering across the federal market?
Roger, there's a lot here to cover, and I commend to folks your blog post on the Coalition's blog. We have a link to it at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. You do give GSA some pretty good credit for engaging in Mythbusters dialogue as they try to sort through these things, it sounds like.
Absolutely. I think, you know, that's, I know the NS2020 team has having a series of industry days. Actually, one took place today as well, and the coalition did attend that event. They have put out the draft RFP. They put out their acquisition strategy over a year ago. So they've been engaged in that conversation. And what we look forward to in seeing is, you know, what comes out of that conversation. Are there adjustments made? Is there sensitivity to this particular issue? Because it does have a fundamental competitive impact on the market. And one of the underlying things, too, that I think the government needs to think about is that, you know, in the past, this was the FTS 2000 was mandatory by statute. Then that was eliminated. But OMB, again, as I mentioned, in 2008, you know, directed agencies to use the networks contract. You know, is OMB and GSA going to go down that same path and direct people to use this contract? So are they directing now to get all their cloud services from this contract and tie it to a telecom, or are they directing them to get all their data center? I don't think that's really what they intend, but if they go down that path, I think it's a fair policy and management question that OMB and GSA should address.